Hello, welcome to Wildcat Insider. I'm John Kurtz, joined by the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. Mitch Fortner is with us as well. We have, I think, a big show for you today. You're going to hear from Bruce Weber coming up later on this hour at about 4:20. Then at hour two, Jordan Willis, who is getting ready for the NFL draft right now. I had a chance to speak with him earlier today, so I'll play that back for you. He talks not only about himself, but his expectations for the team as they start spring practice this week, which is another thing we can hit on here to wrap the show. If you have Twitter questions, you can tweet them to me at TheGameKMAN or JL Kurtz. And you can, of course, call the show 537-1350, 866-776-1350. The phone number if you have questions or comments, which I'm sure many people do. I know the biggest topic of discussion around here has been what happened over the weekend with March Madness. Unfortunately, K-State has been out for a little while. That doesn't mean there's not some K-State flavor in the Final Four, which is now set with both Dana Altman and Frank Martin in the field. So I guess we start there. I mean, it was a fairly crazy weekend of basketball, and I think in a lot of people it brought out a lot of different emotions watching not only Dana Altman, but in particular Frank Martin earn his way to the Final Four with the pair of wins that he had.
Really excited for both of those guys. I do not know Dana personally. I think it would be okay if I said on your airwaves, John, that Frank Martin is a dear friend, and I'm so thrilled for him. What they have done in the last couple of weeks is extraordinary. I think you can compare it to, I'm not sure how to even say it. Maybe incomparable for a Power Five.
They had never been to the Sweet 16. Now all of a sudden they're in the Final Four. I mean,
it'd been since 73, I think, since they'd been to a tournament, right?
Yeah, he won as many games as they had in their tournament history in this tournament alone. I mean, you can spout off a bunch of different statistics, but the bottom line is it was pretty amazing.
And I read earlier today, somebody had on, I think this was, may have read it on Twitter, that there was a headline 3 years ago that was, time for Dana Altman to go at Oregon. So welcome to the world of college basketball,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, you got Kansas fans today clamoring about firing Bill Self. So, you know, I mean, that's kind of the way of the world, the way that it goes.
Well, here's the thing I would say. There are always surprises. There are always things that happen that you don't expect to see. And yet that's what makes all of this great, don't you think? I mean, for me personally, I don't see I know there are a lot of Kansas people in the dumps today, but they made the Elite Eight. Don't you think that's a pretty good accomplishment, even if they didn't make the Final Four?
Yeah, they're a little spoiled, a little bit spoiled.
Maybe I'll go at a different angle. If you are a fan of the Florida Gators today and you saw that young guy coach over the last 2 weeks, how excited are you about their future?
I think you'd have to be.
I think you'd be really excited. So I guess it's all in the eyes of the beholder.
Yeah, certainly there's a lot that's yeah. relative here. Yeah. You know, as far as it goes with the Final Four appearances, there's a lot of new flavor to the Final Four with Gonzaga having never been there as well. Really just one mainstay, and that's North Carolina, obviously. But, you know, the thing that hits home here, and I was even seeing it get national attention, not only the fact that two former K-State coaches are in the Final Four, but one of the tweets I saw that was making the rounds, five of the last seven coaches at K-State have made the Final Four, just not at K-State. So, you know, I think, and I was on social media probably too much over the weekend, but I saw a lot of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, as frustrating as it is kind of a fascinating thing that former K-State coaches have had so much success and gotten to the Final Four. And I think this is one of those things that makes sports talk radio great, even though it's not necessarily a good thing right now. But what an interesting topic to get into here. Everything that has happened with all these coaches and the fact that the K-State is on the outside looking in. And I guess my point would be I understand any fan that has frustration. There's a lot of it out there right now, and I completely understand it. And I would say that fans probably have a right to be a little frustrated.
Do you think it's mostly because Frank was here?
I think that's most of it, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think the numbers there, five of the last seven, every single one is frustrating in a different way.
Sure.
You know, I can't speak near as much to Lon Kruger and his exit here, but my perception would be that caught some people off guard when that happened. You know, you can go down the line. Bob Huggins, I've always said that was one of my bigger sports meltdowns just as a fan when I was growing up. You know, I mean, that one was tough to take. Frank Martin, obviously, is the one that's most recent, but there's just been a lot of wounds here that I think got reopened with the run that Frank Martin's had over the last two weekends.
Well, let me go back to Coach Martin for just a moment. The job that he has done in the 5 years that he's been at South Carolina is pretty extraordinary. I mean, when you think about where they were when he walked in to where they sit today, it's an incredible story. And the fact that he was here, I understand the hurt of that, that he's no longer here, believe me. But all those other guys, Lon Kruger, Dana Altman, Hugs, whoever you want to say, for me personally, I think that says that K-State's hired a lot of good guys over the course of time. And I think let's just keep going here and let's see what happens. I think K-State can win at a high level. I do. Can they be a Final Four team again at some point? Why not? I look at it like this. If South Carolina can?
Yeah, that's true.
I think K-State can at some point. It takes some luck and some fortune to get there. It takes good players. It takes a lot of things. They were good yesterday, right?
Really good.
Really good. And I think that's the thing that I look back to Frank's team here and how close that team was to the Final Four and yet just fell about 4 minutes short, 4.5, 5 minutes short. That was a really solid team. Really good team.
And I think that is another aspect of this. At least one of the things that was hitting home most for me was actually after they just clobbered Baylor. That's another thing, by the way. We've seen how good Baylor can be.
Yes.
Just destroyed them. He had a quote in the post-game press conference that said, "I made a mistake when I was in the Elite Eight last time around. I ran him at practice the next day. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make that mistake." You know, the fact that he did get K-State right on the cusp and didn't do it there, now he's done it at South Carolina, now that he's gone. I mean, there's a million reasons, I think, where it really tugs at you and, upsets you in some ways. It's tough to see.
Sure.
It is tough to see in a way.
Yeah, and you also have to be happy for Dana, if you're a K-State fan of any sort or just a basketball fan in general, in that that, too, is a good story. This is a guy that left here a long time ago, probably a victim of circumstance more than anything else, right? At least that would be my perception of it. Wasn't nearly as close to it then as I hope to be or think that I am now. But I don't know if anybody's ever really questioned his ability to coach. It's more about can he be a good enough recruiter at wherever. And I think if you look at their talent, they have a lot of built-in advantages that some don't. Phil Knight's money helps a lot, I'm sure. But they have a really, really good team now. If you watch them and you appreciate the game, you got to tip your cap to them. They're good. They're good.
No, they impressed the heck out of me. I did not
me
think
too.
That they had that in them. And, hey, if you're a K-State fan, I retweeted this over the weekend, but Dana Altman in his press conference leading up to that game said he was asked a question about Kansas. I guess I really don't like him. I spent time at K-State, the Chicken Hawks or whatever. So
right,
he actually
–
he dropped that out there on him, so I think that that probably won over the hearts of some K-State fans and people were still on the fence at all about who they wanted to win that game.
You know what that proves? Once a Wildcat.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even if he may have been in some ways run out by some fan frustration, that stuck with him. Still didn't like the Kansas Jayhawks. Look, we've got plenty of time to take your phone calls, your tweets. Tweet them at me, TheGameKMAN, or JL Kurtz if you have questions, comments about everything that's happened. If you are frustrated, I'd love to hear from you. We're going to have Bruce Weber on with us next, but later on in the show, we've got plenty of time to take phone calls. I want to talk a little bit in the 5 o'clock hour just about some of the growth of Frank Martin, because it does seem like it's apparent that he has changed some from his time here in Manhattan. When we come back, though, as far as K-State basketball is considered moving forward, Bruce Weber, the head coach of the Cats, will join us. What's the biggest offseason priority for K-State? We'll find out next here on Wildcat Insider.